Hi, welcome to another Dynamics Community Podcast. Today we're talking with Will. Will, you're an SDET? What is that?
That's a software development engineer in test.
Okay, so you test our products and before they go to market?
Yeah, that's it. And there's a kind of, I guess, this would like to tell us is the big critical difference between a tester and an SDET, and that's the development part. That we don't test the software, we build software which tests the software, so it's a...
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. So stress test an NAV 2009 and for reliability and scalability. Tell us a little bit about, what we were looking for when you were testing and what was what came out of that testing was a little unusual and, how's it changed the product?
Okay, sure. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things you just hinted on there is, my specific part of test is the stress and reliability team. So what we've been doing is trying to make sure that our V1 brand new server actually works and can scale and is reliable and is, performant isn't what we do. There's another team that looks after the performance. We just kind of make sure that we can hit the user numbers that we think people are going to require out of this and that if things do go wrong, they don't go really badly wrong and that we're reliable so the thing isn't kind of crashing every couple of hours on you.
Oh, great. So how do you know what's the benchmark and, how do you set that level and do you talk to other teams at Microsoft to figure that out?
Yeah, sure. I mean, actually, so when I got started, we were kind of just getting going on the whole stress and reliability effort to really make sure that the thing was ready. And so actually the first thing we did was went out and talked to other teams at Microsoft. And actually the AX team was one of our biggest sources of influence because, they have a really similar product to us, but a slightly bigger group of users. So, where they're dealing with thousands of users, we're kind of dealing with tens of users in typical installs. So we talked to kind of our kind of market teams, I guess, and our sales teams to figure out roughly what kind of user sizes we had. And it came back that kind of we were expecting installs of around 50 concurrent users per server. We talked to the AX team to try and get some feedback on what kind of things actually mean that a server product is reliable. And kind of everyone who we talked to across the company, both within Dynamics and within the rest of Microsoft, kind of kept mentioning this magic number of 96 hours. And this was pretty much that if you ran a suite of tests against the server, so this is where we just run the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again to try and punish the thing as hard as we possibly can. If you can do that for 96 hours and you don't see an issue, you won't see that issue in 196 hours or 296 hours or 1,000 hours. So for us, we really had this goal of we have to get to that 50 users where we're expecting our customers to be, and we really have to get to that magic 96 hours so that we know that if we're reliable with this 50 users for 96 hours, we're reliable for the long run, which was great. And of course, we didn't get the 50 users. We had to go above that. So we've hopefully gone further than we expect our customers to.
So somebody installs this product, should I like set a timer at 95 hours and just wait for that last hour to make sure it's good, or is it just 96 hours? That sounds so kind of neat. It's magic.
You should send out a maintenance notice to let people know that every 4 days it's going to go down. I'm kidding. You have to So what we do for those 96 hours is really not realistic. So hopefully you get to give your staff things like lunch breaks and they get to go home at the end of the day and they hopefully aren't working so hard that their fingers are bleeding and their keyboards are melting. But what our tests do is just hit this thing as hard as we possibly can. We hit it as hard as it can take it and then just a little bit more to make sure it never gets any time off. So there is no time between us posting sales orders. There is no time between us doing stuff in the warehouse. We're just hitting the thing over and over and over and over and over again to see how much it can stand up to. We kind of don't expect you're going to be doing that. If you are, then yeah, you can definitely go for at least 96 hours, and we think you'll go a lot further than that. But under a realistic load, you're going to get a really long time out of this. It's really stable for a V1 server.
Great. And now, I'm guessing in your testing, you don't have people 96 hours continuously physically on a keyboard, some sort of automation process.
Yeah, even Microsoft can't afford that many monkeys. So, okay. We can't kind of sit people there all day, every day, typing away and then trying to use NAV, some kind of human rights thing, apparently. So we have to write software. This is where that D in SDET comes in, which kind of automates the kind of things that we expect customers to do. So posting orders, creating things, dealing with customers, navigating around the application, browsing through your general journal, doing all the kind of stuff that we think you probably do day-to-day with NAV. So we automate that stuff into a suite of tests, which we just run over and over and over again against the server for a pretty long time.
Okay. So now, obviously, in the real world, you've got real people using it with real hours. You know, how can people in the community communicate back to you about, you know, things that they're seeing that maybe the, you know, the test, you know, they just didn't quite catch or something like that? So, you know, reliability in the real world and you know, how can that, you know, help you going forward?
Yeah, that's actually one of our real big asks, I guess, of the community. We can't know exactly how you're going to use this product because it's new. We don't know exactly what you're going to do with it, and we don't know exactly what user patterns are. So maybe that is the case that, you know, at the end of the month, everyone is posting like crazy, and the whole thing just goes mad for the last 4 hours of the month every month because of some business reason that we just don't know about. Maybe it's the fact that every day at 12 o'clock, the whole thing goes crazy. Everyone's just trying to get those last few postings in before they go to lunch. We don't really know about that stuff. We don't know what kind of things you're hitting. We don't know what kind of areas you're really experiencing problems and high traffic. So, yeah, hearing about the kind of usage scenarios that you have and the areas that you see really high volumes and the way that your users actually use the system would be incredibly helpful for us. So if you can just, I guess if anyone out there can just use this forum to tell us about the kind of ways that you use NAV, any issues, if you see any, and I really hope you don't, but hey, you might, any issues you see, and I'll make sure that our team are monitoring this forum and this post to make sure that we get back to you and we see what's going on, and hopefully incorporate some of that feedback into the stress and reliability effort that we do in future.
Okay, well, there you go, community. That's it sounds like a great forum for you to let us know what you think, and Will here and his team will you know, love to hear what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, we really like to hear back from people about their real experience with the NAV service team.
Okay, terrific. Well, thanks again, Will, for talking with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.